Ghana Gas presently processes, transports and sells lean gas, LPG and condensate. Isopropane will be the company's additional marketable product. Since it commenced commercial operations in April 2015, the company has been flaring this vital derivative of natural gas, isopropane. Though Ghana has a zero gas flaring policy, the derivative, which has various uses, was banned because there was no storage for it and funds were unavailable to commercialize the product. According to the communications manager of the Ghana National Gas Company, Enesco Fuels, Ubempa Bonsu, the situation will soon change.
Gas byproducts. After getting the lean gas, we have what we call the condensate, the LPG, and then we have the isopentane. Isopentane were being flared. ENI negotiations with them have come in, and then the government intention of building a fertilizer factory, when the president was there, he announced it. So plans are far advanced. They are connecting the pipelines instead of flaring the isopentanes going waste. We will be using it for the production of fertilizer. And it will even go a long way to minimize the environmental effects that, the flaring, yes, even though there's minimal environmental effect, but we will be having easy going with it. Majority of the isopentane will be concentrated on helping to boost agriculture in this country, and the president is well committed on that. It's an undeniable fact that farmers buy a lot of fertilizer from outside the country. There is going to be a sigh of relief for all of us to produce fertilizer for our farmers at a cheaper cost. It is a great news for the people of Ghana.
So presently you are flaring the isopentane?
No, but that's why we shut down. After the shutdown, there's not going to be any flaring again. It's going to be diversion of some of the isopentanes due to that fertilizer production.
Isopentane, also known as 2-methylbutane, is an organic compound and flammable liquid that has various uses. Apart from fertilizer, it is used in the formulation of cosmetic products like makeup, shaving cream, cleaning products and hair conditioners. It is also used in geothermal power drive turbines. Quoting the country's gas master plan, a policy analyst and member of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, Dr. Steve Mantell, said the plan recommended to government to focus more on power generation in line with the policy objective of achieving energy security and propelling a quantum leap for industrialization. Dr. Steve Mantell observed that if Ghana wants to produce fertilizer based on the current production level, it will be cheaper to import than to produce, saying when more gas come in later, that could be possible. According to Mr. Osu Bempa Bonsu, the country's regular demand for natural gas is estimated at about 560 mm scf. 94% of the gas produced by Ghana Gas goes into the generation of electricity.
The existing demand is currently about 560 mm scf. However, the demand will increase substantially when additional projects under construction are completed, together with the future earmarked projects. That's the fertilizer, the rail construction and other facilities that will come. So the indigenous gas supply volume does not entirely meet the demand. Jubilee 120, Sankofa 180, Tain 60, totaling 360 mm scf. At the end of 2017, 94% of lean gas production, that's 27,118 mm scf, was delivered to Volta River Authority to produce electricity. And the remainder 6% delivered to industries. So a total of 110,302 mt of LPG is also delivered to the market. Now, the gas processing plant at Atuabo has the capacity to produce about 150 mm scf of raw gas. Currently, Ghana Gas processes gas from the Jubilee field with a production level of up to 120 mm scf within the range of the gas plant. But following the expansion, we're going to go about 405 mm scf. Part of the gas plant is to build a second train to accommodate increase in gas supply from gas field in the future discovery. These plans are subject to market demands and economics.
With commercialization of the isopropane, the country will rake in additional revenue and jobs will be created.